This is Gamercast episode 294, Ghost Recon. Are you the gatekeeper? This is the show recorded on the 21st of May, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Yep.
She is not the keymaster.
Yep. I was just saying hi.
What is that about?
Just saying hi.
What's it about like?
Don't gotta bite my head off.
Head bite in person.
Now for the news.
Talking about Diablo, did you know that Max Payne beat it in the charts?
Well, Max Payne's multi-format.
Yeah, I know. But still, Diablo. Might have thought it would have topped it. Jeez, don't do that. Really, stop it. Stop it.
Let's rock.
Okay, so first up, Sly Cooper Thieves in Time. Whether this is the confirmed title as of yet, because everything used to say unconfirmed title, has now been announced to be a cross-play. Your chair's really noisy today. a cross-play PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita title. So Sly will be playable on Vita and on PS3. The Vita version has controls that use the gyro stuff, and of course it's got dual analog sticks on it, so it will be almost the same as playing on the PS3. I wonder if they're really dumbing it down though, of course, because if they're doing it on the Vita and the PS3, or if it's just because it's using the same code base or something like that. Who knows what they're doing? But they've announced that. I imagine it will probably be shown at E3, maybe, because you'd imagine as they kind of... Did they announce it? I think they announced it at E3 in the press conference last year, or they just showed it for the first time. So it'd be nice that then, of course, this year they show it. And also if they show the cross-play stuff, because that would be quite cool.
Dungeon Gate is a fun game.
So, latest member, Global, have announced that they're releasing a fantasy RPG called Dungeon Gate. So it uses a similar mechanic to what, Space Station, Silicon Valley? No, one of the Nomad Soul used, which involves you going inside other NPCs. In this game, it's a puzzle-solving, tackling obstacle-style thing, whereas, of course, in the Nomad Soul, you were trying to unveil information and get keys and all this kind of stuff, gain people's houses, and then find Dave Bowie. Although that was, of course, not the main reason for the Nomad Soul, but he was in it and the music was good. But yeah, so there's going to be a new shape-shifting style game coming out using puzzle elements, and could be kind of cool. And there's more than 60 foes in the game that you can then take form of, for example, mummies, scarabs, so you can go in a beetle, slimes, rabbits, and chickens, so you could become a chicken to fly over a fence. Actually, they're not that good at flying, so try and hop over a fence or lay an egg, who knows. But it's nice because there aren't that many games that do that these days, the whole going inside of another being, mainly because it's an odd concept, I suppose. But Space Station Silicon Valley did it really well. If you haven't played it, it was an N64 game. I believe it might come out on the PS1 as well. There was a Game Boy Color version 2, I believe. But that was kind of the pinnacle of that idea. Well, I don't know if it was the first, but it was did a good job of it. And this game is scheduled for September 14th, but it's a more fantasy RPG style game as opposed to No Man's Soul, which was fantasy, but it was kind of cyberpunky as well. Well, I think dystopian punky environment. Then we have, is it pronounced Scania? The trucks, Scania. It's a brand of truck lorry thing.
I don't know. Truck man.
Scania truck driving simulator. The game has been fully announced and has a release date of June. The end of June. It looks pretty cool. Let me look at that screenshot. Doesn't look quite nice. So it's a truck simulator game. Of course, revolving around the Scania brand or style or type. Of course, not many simulator games usually have the actual brands in them, because of course then if you're, well, first you have to pay for the brand, then there's crashing of brands, which then means oh look, this can be destroyed and all that kind of jib jab. Or if they do have them, you just can't destroy them. It's being made by SCS, who I believe, did they do the... No, I don't know which one they did. I think they're the truck sim guys though. But it does look like they've done an overhaul on it, because it looks really swanky for a simulator.
It's being published by Omni Consumer Products.
Yes, otherwise known as Excalibur Publishing. Yeah, because of course most people associate simulator games with kind of really crappy graphics and stuff like that. But because, of course, times are changing and it's easier to develop a really nice looking game, they are evolving and looking quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another game, so I said this wrong last time, Michelle had a go at me, and I'm probably going to say it wrong again. Amerta. I don't know. City Gangsters has been announced that it's coming out on Xbox 360.
Reading?
The show notes.
Oh. Amerta.
Amerta?
Amerta.
So originally it was just coming out on PC. This is a kind of gangster simulator style crime management crazy... What?
On the PC note, someone on YouTube said I was the PC fanboy. Duh.
Yeah, no, I saw that. So this is 1920s...
Console noobs.
Crime simulation, tactical turn-based combat, recruiting a gang, building an empire, and so on. It's coming out on Xbox 360 now as well. Before it was just coming out on Windows, but now it's coming out on 360 in autumn this year.
Sorry, what looks more kick-ass?
Well, to be fair, you're... That does. However, this looks nicer than the white one. Because it's got the chrome button. Chrome. Hey, look, it's like my eyes. I'm sorry, I was having too much fun with that.
Yeah, do you want to do the news and stop faffing about? Yeah, bro.
Well, you're the one faffing about.
I'm just playing my game.
Stop calling me bro. Soul Exodus has been announced to have a collector's edition now as well. This is a game that Iceberg are releasing, which is a 3D space shooter that aims to deliver epic space battles in an action-packed cinematic experience reminiscent of TV shows, movies, and beloved games from a genre not often explored anymore. This collector's edition is going to come out with an exclusive game mode for the collector's edition.
I'm going to search this.
An art book, the official soundtrack, a physical manual, and a Steam key for the game. And it's coming out June 22nd through all good retailers, as well as via the Iceberg Interactive webshop, and I imagine it will be available digitally as well, as you get a Steam key, so you can play it via Steam. Next up, another... was this? Yeah, this was Lace Mamba. Lace Mamba are releasing the game To the Moon, which is a little independent game that proved a kind of hit with all the kind of major websites. And Lace Mamba are releasing it this summer. It's a PC adventure game. I'm not going to read the whole backstory of the game, though. But it's a point-and-click style adventure game, so if I say adventure, that's what I mean. It was originally independently funded by Kan Gao and his team Freebird Games. However, now, of course, as they've gotten quite a bit of money, because it has had quite a lot of press, they will have a retail version, which is coming out July 7th for Windows in the UK, and will be about £15. Also, just a brief announcement on the next item. It came out last Wednesday, but Dragon's Lair is now available on Xbox Live Arcade. This is, of course, if anyone knows Dragon's Lair, another re-release Dragon's Lair. However, it has Kinect support. I meant to download the demo beforehand and give it a play to see what it's like, because, of course, the idea of playing is... Oh, what's his name?
Bob of...
Dirk, that's it. Dirk.
Doodleland.
Dirk the Daring. Playing with Kinect as well is kind of an odd thing, because if anyone knows, it's kind of one of the games that invented QTEs. It's a quick time event game almost, where you've got these decisions that you have to kind of make really quickly, otherwise you pretty much die. It's got loads of awesome death screens. But yeah, so it's available on Xbox Live Arcade, so that means it's got achievements, can be played with Kinect, or of course with a controller. If you don't have Kinect, I imagine you can just tell it you just want to play it with a controller. So that's really interesting. I kind of want to download it and give it a play. I think it was 800 Microsoft points. I mean, of course, Dragon's Lair had a recent re-release on DSiWare as well. So, I mean, it's no stranger to re-releases since its original releases back in the day. Oh, it's not in that week. I thought it was that week. There we go. There's the news beat. Nope. I was trying to figure out how much it is. Dragon's Lair. I mean, if you haven't ever played Dragon's Lair before, you should really download the trial and give it a go, because it is a beautifully done game. Mainly because it's 800 Microsoft points. So I'm all over the place. Have I got his name? I can't.
Yes, you are.
Don Bluth. Is it Don Bluth? It's 800 Microsoft points, so it's not like it's too expensive. Here you go, Don Bluth. He, of course, did he do the Sword and Stone? No, he didn't. I thought he did Disney stuff. Oh, he did some Disney stuff. Yeah, because of course he did Dragon's Lair, Space Ace. They did another game as well, didn't they? Oh, they did Dragon's Lair 2 as well. So yeah, enough about Dragon's Lair. You can download the trial now of Xbox Live Arcade or pay 800 Microsoft points if you would like to give it a play. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection has been given a... Oh, I didn't realise there was an iOS version. So there's also a release on iOS of Dragon's Lair as well, which apparently crashes all the time. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection has been given a release date for PlayStation Vita. Of course, it's out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 already, but there's going to be a release on Vita, minus a copy of Peace Walker. So you get Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. It's coming out June 12th, and is an exclusive for the Vita. Of course, they'll have to have changed it ever so slightly to make it work on a Vita. So that's coming out in, what, 3 weeks' time? Well, actually, that's an American release day, isn't it? So, 12th... Oh, actually, is it... digital... But you can also transfer your save data from the HD collection. So it's got cross-play, if you have it on the PS3 already. So you can transfer your save data over if you want to carry off from where you've been playing. Although, I mean, not moaning or anything, but I would never really say Metal Gear is the best game to play on the go. You can get very frustrated with it, especially Snake Eater. So that's cool. Dust 514 news. The beta has started. You can register for access on dust514.com/beta. This is the counterpart to EVE Online. So it's made by CCP. Dust 514 is a free-to-play first-person shooter.
Made by OCP.
CCP. They said free-to-play, but I'm sure you have to buy the...
Do you know what else is free-to-play? MechWarrior Online,
when it
comes out.
They call it free-to-play, but you're going to have to buy the game first off as well.
Joystick, not controller.
So, Dust 514 is supposed to intertwine with the factions and everything of EVE Online. So it's CCP's cross-platform... Well, kind of cross-platform experience, where you can kind of do EVE and 514. And they're going to have it at E3 as well, if you want to give it a play. If you're going to E3, of course. Which I don't know if any of the listeners are, but they're going to have it.
I can tell you that Oxlow bloke isn't going.
They're
going
to have it in the Sony booth for anyone to play. Otherwise, you can sign up for the beta, as I said, at dust514.com/beta.
Mm-hmm. Walking Dead news.
Yeah, so they've sold loads and loads and loads of copies of The Walking Dead. Of course, it has come out on multiple platforms. It came out on PlayStation Network, on Steam, I believe, or through Telltale. I know that. On Windows, I believe it's on Mac too, and then Macintosh, sorry Paul, and Xbox Live Arcade, and they've sold over 1 million episodes, and this is just the first episode that's come out. It was...
They're doing quite well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing really well.
Don't really see why.
I really enjoyed it. So the first episodes, I played it on Xbox Live Arcade. It was 400 Microsoft points, I believe. It was the top number one on Xbox Live Arcade for 2 weeks running, which I thought was really good of it.
And then Minecraft came out and
of course it's really cheap, so people play it. It's got 100 gamer score points, which is of course a little less than most games you have, but it is the first episode of 5 episodes. Next episode is of course coming out in June, and then one will be July, August, September, and I believe Telltale are going to be showing a little more stuff for E3 as well. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to seeing what they have.
So QTE style game for
It's an adventure game. When in June? So in Visio. Sadly, there's no actual release date as of yet for
the
second episode.
Don't read the chat
episode.
Room.
Yeah, as Sir Thrawn
ain't
said.
No date.
There is no date as of yet, but I'm sure they'll announce one soon. Maybe they'll announce it at E3, and I will definitely download that straight away. It's not a QTE game. It has slight QTE, but it is an adventure game. But it's got some really, really cool elements to it, which, without spoiling anything for anyone, don't do that. I find it really enjoyable. I played it, I think it took me about an hour and a half to do the first episode, and it was a really nice... A really nice small chunk of Walking Dead gameplay.
Okay, so the chat room says I have to do a shout out to Frantonio.
Bob Robinson.
Frantastic Frantonio. Yeah. I've got this strange urge to start shouting Sean.
Sean.
Sean!
Was Sean! It Sean White snowboarding?
No, from Heavy Rain.
Oh.
Heavy Rain Sean!
Sean! Sean! That was awesome. I hadn't seen that before.
Apparently it's Frantonio's birthday today, so happy 21st, I think he is.
At the end, if anyone wants to watch, we can show a video of what the hell we're actually just going on about. Borderlands 2 news. They have announced 2 collector's editions for Borderlands 2. One which is the Deluxe Vault Hunters collector's edition, and then there's the Ultimate Loot Chest.
Borderlands, we don't want to talk about this.
Ultimate Loot Chest Limited Edition. I'm going to play at E3. So I think it's
easier. Yeah, and I'm apparently doing a cosplay for the release of it, and I'm being the cool robot from it or something.
Really?
Yeah, you have to make a costume.
I'm not making you a costume. Why ain't for doing that. It? I agree, Sis Lord. I have yet to find an actual store selling it in the UK. You can already pre-order it, I believe, EB Games Australia, if you're an Australian out there, or I guess living in New Zealand, because I imagine that. Although. Yeah, it has a UK price. I think it's £75.
We should do a birthday section.
A birthday section?
Yeah, you know, like on those kids shows from like years ago where they have like a 5-minute segment where they say whose birthday it is? We should do that. And then like twice a year we'd actually have someone's birthday we could read out.
Twice a year. We can do a birthday show for me. How about that?
Nibble.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed Day. Your birthday doesn't matter.
Oh no, I've lost my place. Oh no.
We were talking about
Borderlands.
I was talking about Borderlands.
So I opened myself up an image so I can see it instead, and now I've lost the image. There we go. So the deluxe edition comes in a big box.
Code skills.
You get the case, you get a bobblehead of Marcus, a hardbound art book, a map of Pandora. I can't do that. A download of the comic book, 4 stickers, one of which is a Borderlands logo thingy, 2K Games, one that says Minion on board, and a Gearbox Software sticker. And then you can buy... Oh, no, what are you doing? Then you can buy the loot one, which comes with a massive loot chest. That's going to be horrible to look at. That looks terrible. A loot chest. It also has field notes from Sir Hammerlock, vending machine, bobblehead box, as well as the bobblehead, steelbook case, art book, the 4 stickers, comic book download. You also get some postcards, Creatures of Pandora chart, and a numbered certificate of authenticity. It's absolutely massive. £100. Okay, I thought it was 75, unless that's for the deluxe edition. So yeah, you can pre-order it off Amazon.com if you're in America. Anyone in the UK, we're just going to have to wait a little while until they announce it.
Chillax.
That looks quite nice. Shame. They need to announce the legendary one, though.
Hey, man, the chat room people like being proactive and getting us links
proactive.
And stuff.
I was looking just on collectorsedition.org. I don't need to look at 360 achievements. Well, the 360 achievements is alright, roughly. Next up as well, another collector's edition. As are you going to show the image of Borderlands? Have they got an image of it?
Ghost Recon. Hey, look, that's cool, isn't it?
And then you scroll down, so they can see the looty one with the chest. And there's all the Premier Club stuff if you're
now, sure.
If you pre-order it. And then also another collection has been announced, which is the Tales of Graces F Collector's Edition. This is a PlayStation 3 only game, which Namco Bandai are releasing. This is a day one edition, so similar to the Dark Souls Collector's Edition. And what else did they do recently that was in a Collector's Edition? Of course, they did the same with Demon Souls as well. So they had day one editions, which were limited edition versions. You could also buy a standard edition version of the game after they ran out of the limited ones. So this one is in a nice card box. It comes with a special folded box, a hardback art book, the original soundtrack on a physical disc, not in a code, making of videos on a physical disc as well, Tales of Destiny 2 costumes, which is some DLC, and some exclusive themes, which is also DLC. As I said, this is PS3 only. It will be the standard edition of the game when it comes out on October 31st. So if you'd like that and you're a Tales of fan, or a PlayStation 3 fan, or an RPG fan, I recommend you pick it up and put a pre-order down.
Yeah, some cool tunes, like, bro.
Because it's always nice to have a nice collector's edition when it's the standard game, so it means it won't be massively expensive.
Speaking of cool tunes, yeah, bruv, we've got the ultimate bling Xbox 360 controller at work. It has gold-plated buttons and shoulder things that bling.
Sounds well bling.
Yes, it's really tacky.
Tacky like something we're going to talk about later. So MCM news, it happens this weekend if you're going along. So yep. It happens in London.
A couple of my bros are going.
We've got someone going.
Miss Wake and Mr. Hood are going.
Hood?
Apparently they're cosplaying.
Oh,
well,
really?
Although one of them wasn't really sure if he was just going to cosplay by wearing his N7 hoodie.
That's not and cosplaying.
Yeah, mate.
My face is lit up on my laptop. I'm going to light it down a bit.
Your face is supposed to be lit up, bruv.
There you go.
I'll fix it like this. It's getting dark.
So yeah, MCM Expo happens at the Excel Centre.
Oh my god, there's Godzilla outside.
Happens at the Excel Centre in London, which is the east side of London, so close to Stratford Way.
East.
They've got some cool game stuff on show. Like, their main thing at the moment, for some reason, is that they've got Danny DeVito there. Which I think sounds kind of scary, because he's doing a panel on his upcoming film that he's in called The Lorax, which is a Dr. Seuss book. I haven't read that one. I kind of just like Green Eggs and Ham, and that's kind of where it is. So they've got the usual TV film star people. They haven't got any Battlestar people, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Who cares about Battlestar when it's the Fran Antonio's birthday?
Because I'd like to get more people on my poster. But the biggest thing is they've got actually loads and loads of games there on show. So they've got Sleeping Dogs, which is Square Enix's upcoming kind of gangy style, I think it's Japanese gangy style crime. Actually, well, yeah, it's kind of like what True Crime was, but it's called Sleeping Dogs. So you'll be able to play that. They've got Theatre Rhythm, which is the Final Fantasy music-y rhythm game on 3DS. They've also got Quantum Conundrum, which is the original people that made the port game, I believe, or something to do with that, and they've made this. All these games are also at E3, so it's quite nice that they've got them in the UK slightly before E3. Warner Bros. Have Lego Batman 2 on show. Namco Bandai have a Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations Tournament.
Sounds like a Danny game.
They also bring in Tekken Tag Tournament 2 arcade machines to MCM. So you'll be able to have a play on the arcade machines, which is always nice. Blah, blah, blah. They'll show stuff.
We'll talk about Halo in a minute. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah, you can talk about Halo in a minute. Rising Star have Kai Katana Shin. Well, Kai Katana and King of Fighters 13, as well as Rune Factory Oceans, which comes out this week, and Bit Trip as well, for anyone who wants to play it. Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff. I believe, although for some reason it's not mentioned in this thing I've got here, there is supposed to be Lollipop Chainsaw on show. I believe that might be, well, it might be kind of cordoned off because I'm sure it's an 18-rated game. But Lollipop Chance was looking cool. So yeah, NCM Expo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend coming, if you would like to attend. It'll be full of anime cosplayer style people with free hug signs on the Saturday. The Friday will be pretty quiet on the Friday, because of course you'll have less people attending. The Saturday and Sunday is the crazy days where it'll be crazy busy and loud and
free hugs.
All that stuff, all that jazz.
Hugs, £20.
Some Serious Sam news.
Serious Sam, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Serious Sam 3 BFE and Serious Sam Double D Extra Extra Large will be coming on Xbox Live Arcade this fall. Have I got dates? No official
later.
No official dates or official prices yet, but they will be coming in the fall. Halo 4 news. So they've announced loads of stuff. There's a nice special edition box image that you can see floating around the internet. Nothing legendary yet. I didn't really read any of this beforehand.
Great. The show seems super professional.
I'm sorry that I had to make show notes and do everything else. They're doing a new thing called Spartan Ops, which is, as you might guess from the name, they're Spec Ops.
Spec Ops, but with Spartans.
Yeah, so it's called Spartan Ops. So it's off from the single player campaign and a story driven thing known as Spartan Ops.
Is it still story driven then?
Well, apparently it's an episodic adventure that blends immersive storytelling, high quality cinematics and action packed gameplay to deliver an unprecedented serialized experience.
It's fantastic, that is.
So Spartan Ops will be a weekly series of cinematic episodes on Xbox Live that tell the story of the United Nations
Space Command.
See, I said that right. I thought I said the S and the C the wrong way around.
United Nations Space Command. Die, space people.
And they could be played single or cooperatively with up to 3 friends. I'm sorry, I'm trying to read all this. I haven't read it all before.
Chillax, yeah, I'm chilling
with the... You're staring and huffing and...
I'm chilling with the chat room, it's cool, bruv.
They've created something called War Games, a competitive multiplayer mode for Halo 4. Takes place on the combat deck of UNSC... I keep thinking I'm saying it wrong, because my S's and my C's.
Infinity, say it's
space. So the multiplayer is called Infinity, and revives the visceral and immersive experiences that the Halo multiplayer is famous for. That doesn't really explain what it is. More details of War Games will be released at a later time. Total combat freedom and player progression are great. Player progression, lovely. Why do they need to add that to Halo? That means, oh look, that person's level 50. Oh no, they killed me. If that's what they're doing, that's silly.
No, it's not going to be like that, is it, bro?
Well, that's Call of Duty. And Battlefield 3 and stuff like that. If they do that to Halo, though, I feel that they're dumbing it down a bit. Because what's wrong with a standard multiplayer? It means that there's new multiplayer modes, weapons, vehicles, armor, abilities, and loadouts, and player progression, as well as a new armor modification system that introduces gameplay-enhancing customizations for the first time in a Halo game. They can be used both in Spartan Ops and certain war games.
Great.
Encouraging players to invest. Okay, well, from the sounds of it, they're not going all Call of Duty, but still, I'm wondering if that's what they might decide to do at one point.
The chat room, yeah, want to know. Collector's edition other than Metal Tin.
Yeah, at the moment they've only announced the Halo 4 limited edition, which is £70, which comes in like a steel tin, or looks like a steel tin. Jeez, it's already got loads of crap coming with it though. You get War Games map pack access, specializations, 6 specializations early, a briefing packet which includes a schematic, a blueprint, blah blah blah. You also get bonus digital content of in-game Spartan 4 armor skin, in-game weapon skin for a short rifle, in-game emblem, avatar prop, Spartan 4 armor set, extended version of the live-action series, Forward Until Dawn, and some other videos. So that's all they've announced at the moment. They need to do a legendary. I'm sure they'll do it. Well, they'd be crazy
enough
to
do a legendary, won't they? They can make some money out of
and
that.
Then I'll
there's people like Mr. Fantastic who will buy it no matter what it is.
Well, I bought bloody 3 and ODST and then Reach. Although, of course, ODST didn't have a proper legendary. It just had the controller. But it's the best controller ever. Way better than the Halo Reach controllers. Just saying. It's raised and lovely.
What about the Reach controllers?
That's what I said. The ODST is better than the Reach controller.
The Reach ones are the silver ones.
The Reach ones are the silver
they?
Ones, but they're not bumpy.
Are they not?
They're not as bumpy as the ODST one.
Well, as long as it's not the Halo, like, free, really tacky plastic shell.
I never had the Halo 3 one. Because that only
terrible.
Came with the console, didn't it?
They're terrible.
Yeah. ODST
wait, what were the green ones?
Well, my ODST one's kind of green. I think, wasn't the one with the Halo 3 console, wasn't that a kind of dirty green with orange?
Yeah, that's, so they did those sort of Halo 3 ones, and they did the plastic, tacky, terrible ones. But yeah, I agree
oh,
with
really?
Halo Reach ones are right.
The Halo 3, they did McFarlane ones.
Is that the ones I'm thinking of?
The ones with the drawn style.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Charlotte's got them.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, there you go. That was the Halo 3 one. It was green. It went with the...
Get it away.
So the ODST one's kind of like that, but with the writing in a nicer green.
Let's talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah?
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog comes out very soon on... Where's my date gone? May 17th. Oh, it's out now. Really? No, it's not out now. It can't be out now. Oh, no, it's out now. So Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 is now out. Number 2. This means it's got Tails in it, and Metal Sonic also makes an appearance. It's out on XBLA, PSN... Well, it's available now on XBLA. For 1,200 Microsoft points.
Same as last
one. It's available on iOS for $6.99. Do they not come out on PSN? Oh, it does come out on PSN. Oh, I'm sorry. PSN and Steam as well. Mean.
And then finally, we got some THQ news.
THQ have now said that they're not working... Well, they're not working with Valhalla. To make Devil's Third, which of course got announced back at E3 2010. So this was one of THQ's titles under their belt, which had a release date of 2013, I believe. They've said that they're with their restructuring, of course, and their no booth at E3 and all that stuff. They no longer see that Devil's Third meets their internal threshold, and they're in discussions with third parties regarding the future of the title. Yeah, I don't know really what's happening with Devil's Third anymore. For example, with the development of Devil's Third, one of the companies that Valhalla was using for their engine went out of business. So they had to get a new engine. That's expensive. But there was also then rumours that they were no longer making Del Toro's Insane... Why are you looking at me like that? It's getting really dark in here, isn't it? But it doesn't look that dark on there. Yeah, so there was rumours that maybe Insane was being cancelled, which was the game Volition were making for Del Toro.
Oh, Volition, they need to make Free Space
they
3,
do.
Bruv.
And that, of course, had a release date of 2013 when it got announced last year at the Spike Awards.
Free Space 3?
Was it last year or was it the year before? No, it was the year before, I think. Was it the year before?
We'll have to make do with Free Space open for now.
THQ have said, THQ/Del Toro, actually no, just THQ, have said we're still working with them to make the game.
Done. Good.
Yeah.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Yeah, alright. Last week, everyone would have heard this. Yeah, man. Yeah, bloody people try and guess what it was. They were all wrong, man.
Still makes me think of Battlestar as well.
Battlestar Galactapoop.
Galactapoom.
Answer was actually Descent 3. Yeah, so you were wrong because you said Homeworld. This week we got something way more challenging. But you'll get some clues to help. So this is what we've got this week. I know, it's wandered off.
Where'd it go?
See that barn over there? Looks pretty big now, but soon you're going to be able to destroy it. But you need to walk before you can run.
Here are your clues. It's a Wii game. Game are currently selling it for $1.99. And there's something about progression of getting bigger, Katamari sort of style. But not that different.
Because it's only cowboy, I was thinking, don't do that. I was thinking Red Steel 2, but now that you've said Katamari style getting bigger. What? On the Wii?
On the YI, bruv?
On the YI.
Why is the chat room having a go at us for not talking about some boring Diablo news about accounts getting hacked? If you don't want your account to get hacked, have a strong password. Don't give people the password. It's common sense, bruv.
Common sense.
Yeah, come on, we need a guess for name that game. What's the chat room got to say? Come on, chat room. Chat room, you know what game that is. What is it? Are you looking on a game website? Stop cheating.
Let me close it. I'll take my laptop back. This chair's really uncomfortable. I want other clues. How old is it?
I don't know.
Do you know anything else about it? Anything?
It's got chickens in it.
Chickens? I don't know.
And buildings and stuff. So you don't know?
You'd guess buildings if it's a Katamari style game.
And a barn.
And
maybe there are some sort of clouds that are windy in it.
Do I own it?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen you have it.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, Catherine, don't know what it is. Chat room, if you want to actually guess and stop jib-jabbering about someone's account getting hacked, now's the time to guess. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, feedback. Not feedback. Your guests can go to feedback@gamercast.net. Whoa, man, someone says something. Invisio. People are guessing.
No, that's saying hi, Kylan. What? Oh, okay. Really?
What? Toy Story?
No. Is that that weird
Sith little... Sith Lord. 50.
Is that a weird little Nickelodeon anyhow? Is that really about getting bigger? I know what that is. It's got a little girl on it, hasn't it? And
come on.
Panda.
Panda. Panda with predator blades.
Yeah, I know that game. Is that what it's about?
Invisio says tornado outbreak, whatever that is.
Tornado outbreak.
Right, we're going to move things along because people have got some guesses out there.
Ni Hao Kai Lan is a children's TV show. Sith Lord.
Nibor. Kung Fu Panda. You're only supposed to have one guess.
I think it's Nickelodeon. Is it Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah, and as I copy and paste all this stuff.
At least over in the UK, it might be Nickelodeon. Or it might not be Nickelodeon, but it's a Chinese/American TV show.
Right, that's it. Anyway, if you're animated watching on YouTube... series. Just leave a comment with your guess if you think you know what it is.
It's Canadian.
If you're watching the pod... If you're listening to the podcast, feedback@gamercast.net, or leave a comment on our website, gamercast.net. Answer will be revealed next week, as per usual.
New releases this week.
Obviously... the good big title that gets us some juicy deposits, yeah, bruv. It's Ghost Recon Future Soldier. This is a game where you are a Ghost Recon and you are trying to kill
The future soldier?
Gatekeeper, okay. Or the keymaster. I'm not really sure. That's how I've been telling it, but I don't know.
Are you the gatekeeper?
Why is it called Ghost Recon? It's obviously going to have Ghostbusters and stuff.
So yeah, Ghost Recon. It's still tactical, even if some of the trailers don't look it.
Tactical shooter. If you want a tactical shooter,
four player,
somewhat sort of modernish, a bit futuristic-y
like. So you can play with three friends online. Although of course, Ghost Recon isn't really the game. You just want to play with three unknowns online because they will screw you over and you'll just all die. So really, you just want to.
It doesn't have like proper multiplayer, does it?
It does.
It does?
Wait, oh, what do you mean? Like deathmatch?
Yeah.
Proper. I didn't know about that.
Or is it just this co-op stuff?
I know it's got the four-player co-op.
Okay, so we'll assume it's only got co-op.
I'll double-check. I'm sure it must have multiplayer, mustn't it? Ghost Recon.
I don't know, maybe this Invisio dude will know who I need to work out who.
So the one thing I found slightly annoying is that they've got a special edition over in America Land for Ghost Recon.
America Land, like.
Which comes with a mini
from
rocket
Bobby
launcher.
Just, you know,
a mini rocket launcher thing. Yeah, in the UK we don't get that.
Yeah, but we do get Ghostbusters 2. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's got competitive multiplayer as well. There's also a wave-based mode, like everything does. So, like, Horde mode style called Gorilla. There's also competitive multiplayer. The two types featured in the beta were Conflict and Saboteur. And it's also got, of course, everything's fully cooperative. Or you can just play with AI doodads when you play the game through. Then we've got Dragon's Dogma. This is Capcom's answer to a fantasy RPG. I think it's been reviewing all right. One main seller for it, similar to Resident Evil Code Veronica X on the PS2, and its demo for Devil May Cry, and of course, copies of Zoe on the PS2 with a demo of Metal Gear Solid 2. Dragon's Dogma comes with a demo for Resident Evil 6.
Fantastic. Sorcery's also coming out. This is the ye olde PlayStation Move title where you cast spells with your Move controllers.
Yep, this got announced, of course, back when the Move was announced. That's quite some time ago. And this is probably the last game to come out from all those original announcements. There is actually quite a nice bundle that you can buy, because you can get a PlayStation Move bundle with Sorcery, which of course gets you the Move controller, the navigation controller, and the PlayStation Eye for about £60. Which, considering the game retails at about £30, so that's actually a really good deal. If you don't have a Move and you kind of want one, you want Sorcery.
Do you need two controllers for it?
I don't believe so.
Damn.
What are you going to moan about it?
We need more controllers.
Oh, okay. Of course, if you are thinking of buying Move, I recommend Little Big Planet 2 because the levels are quite nice in that. In the Move pack, although of course you've got to buy the Move pack as well. Then we've got a racing game. We've got Dirt Showdown coming out. There is a demo up on XBLA and PSN, I believe. I know it's on XBLA. If you would like to play this, it's arcadey racer, right?
Not arcadey as in Need for Speed arcadey, no. But it's, I wouldn't. Well, I don't know. It's not
a simulation, though, is it?
Well, I wouldn't say simulator, but I wouldn't say arcade. It's like in between.
Okay. Cody's claim that it's their most connected game ever.
Connected.
It's got split-screen multiplayer, 8-player online racing, on and offline quick-fire party games, and YouTube integration.
Yeah, you can upload clips to YouTube to help compete against GamerCast.
I imagine it, of course, still uses all of their grid stuff that they've been using in F1 and everything else, because they might as well use that tech.
F1's good.
So all the name stuff and all that jib-jab. I don't know if there's, like, a career mode with maybe reporters and stuff like that.
I ain't even going to talk about the next one, because I can't even say it.
Then we've got Atelier Maruru, or I'd say, I can't say Ru Japanese way, because I can't roll my tongue to do R's. Lulu, Merlulu, Atelier Maruru. It's usually Atelier Iris.
Nibble.
And this is Atelier Maruru, The Apprentice of Ireland. So this is another Atelier game on the PlayStation 3 only. As always, they only really come out on Sony consoles. So there was ones on the PS2. There's maybe another two already on the PS3. This might be the second one, I'm not entirely sure. It's a classical turn-based JRPG with pretty anime cutscenes. And I think I saw something about a soundtrack when you pre-ordered it from somewhere. Then we've got Mario Tennis Open. This is a Mario Tennis on Nintendo 3DS only. It's got online, easy gyro sensor, touchscreen, You can enjoy tactical tennis matches with greater depth than ever before.
Iron Front Liberation 1944 is coming out. This is a game set in 1944.
Mm-hmm. So this is a war game, as you can tell. It's got arcade flying in it. Well, I guess it's arcade flying. I watched the trailer for it, and the trailer only showed flight combat, which is weird because there is other stuff as well. So there's tanks.
What tanks has it got? What fronts
it's got
it set
the
on?
Panzerkampfwagen. Panzerkampfwagen.
A German tank.
So that's a famous German battle tank. It's also got the Stalin tank JS2. Is that you're rolling your eyes or you don't care? Or
Nepo, I want T-34.
It's got fighter planes such as the Fokker Wolf 190. That's me trying to speak German.
Fokker Wolf, that's not hard to say.
And dive bombers like the Stuka. It's got authentic guns such as the Mauser Karab. I can't do it.
It's pronounced the Mouse.
Mauser Karabiner. 98k.
Can we just move on to the next game?
It's got multiplayer as well as the main game. Stuff. So it's got tank stuff. It's got on foot. It's, I believe I saw a thing and they were putting a thing in a mortar. It's a mortar, right?
The gun that sticks upwards, yeah.
Just making sure I'm not wrong. Tanks, flying, all that kind of jib-jab. Guns, everything. It looked really quite good as well. Not saying that PC games don't look good, but the images they had look quite nice. And then we've got Legends of Pegasus. This is a 4X space game. So similar to that game we mentioned, Distant Worlds. Do you remember we mentioned Distant Worlds and you watched the trailer for it? This is a space game similar. However, this one's quite nice because for anyone who's played Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts and done the Blueprint-style shipmaking, well, you could say even like the shipmaking in Kingdom Hearts, Legends of Pegasus allows you to create your own spaceships.
What about Blick Ops?
So you can have blueprints, but you can also make your own and you grab the bits and put them together and make spaceships.
Sounds fantastic, that.
Single player, multiplayer, which also is LAN as well as via the internet. It's space, it's sci-fi. There's 3 races and 12 playable factions.
Rune Factory Oceans is coming out. This is another one of these Rune Factory games.
Yes, this is a...
is this on the YI?
PS3.
Oh, this is PS3, is it?
Yeah, so they have released Rune Factory... Well, they've released some of their games on PSP before. I believe one's already out on the PS3. Unless, actually, that might be this one, but in America. Rune Factory Oceans, PS3, Rune Factory. It's the usual style of... You wake up, where am I? Well, I believe it should be the same way as they always are. Oh, where am I? And then you're like, let's build a farm. Oh, no, there's monsters. Kill monsters. And apparently there's big bosses, lots of treasure. It's usual Harvest Moon with fighting, which is Rune Factory pretty much. Which does make it more enjoyable for some people who don't just want a farm sim. Not that Harvest Moon is a full-on farm sim. Are you... but it caters for those who want to do more than build a farm and raise sheep and cows and dogs. Well, no, you don't raise dogs. Chickens and grow fruit and veg. With this, of course...
Sounds fantastic!
Of course, with this, it means you can also fight people. Well, fight monsters and stuff like that. Sounds so it adds more depth to the game. Then we've got Men in Black, Alien...
Is this guy? You what?
Then we've got Men in Black...
Him.
Then we've got Men in Black Alien Crisis, FBA. Which is a game to come out with the film, being made by Activision. It's coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This is a film-based IP tie-in thingamajig. Third-person game with strategic choices, apparently.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm not sure if the strategic choices are the ability to strafe, dodge, jump, and use cover.
If it's Men in Black, the strategic choices will be, are you going to be rubbish? Or lame.
But yeah, it's based on the film, so if you're a fan of the film, when it's out, you may want to pick up the game. Then we got Stronghold 3 Gold Edition. This is the Gold Edition of Stronghold 3. It includes the latest version with the new Black Staff single-player campaign. It also has all 12 historical sieges, previously only playable through special editions of the game. And of course it has the rest of Stronghold 3 that's already been out. Then we've also got another gold edition, which is the Disciples 3 gold edition. This includes Disciples 3, so the main game, and also the expansions Renaissance and Resurrection. Then we have the crazy Xbox 360 Special Edition Celebration Pack. So this is a really, really scary Xbox 360. There's an image in the show notes if you want to show it to anyone who has not seen it.
What's scary? Oh, what, that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So the Special Edition Celebration Pack, it is a S console. It comes with 4 GB of memory. It comes with a Kinect Adventures, Kinect Sports, and 3 months of Xbox Live, Gold Edition, as well as the skin to put on your console, Kinect, and controller. So the console does not come like that image. You have the option to put that on. Otherwise, it's all white. But you can do that if you want. If you want.
It's obviously a bit tacky.
It's horrible. Look at it. It looks like, I don't know, I don't like it.
If you're going to use the Union flag, don't make it look like you've wiped your bum with it.
Of course, I guess this is to celebrate all Britishness and...
What, is it 2012?
The Jubilee and the Olympics. You've got
the Jubilee, the Olympics, and the year I smashed my personal best for 10 miles.
But yeah, I mean, it comes out this
week. Actually, wait, I didn't even do that.
Which
I'm going to do it, though.
2 weeks before the Jubilee and about 2 months before the Olympics. So anyone who's a big fan of the UK, you can buy one of those. It's a bit scary.
Maybe we should buy one for Jerry Adams.
Then we have Woodcutter Simulator. This is not an Excalibur game. This is another company releasing this.
Oh, funny that.
So this is where you manage an entire lumber mill.
Wait, woodcutter, as in woodcut.
Yeah, as in woodcutting.
I can do that in Skyrim.
So you manage it from clearing the woods to the removal of logs. So there's multiple missions of different things you have to do, working with heavy machinery, doing stuff on foot. Apparently it has realistic physics, high quality graphics, and multiplayer via network or internet play.
Multiplayer chopping down wood.
Then we also have Agricultural Simulator coming out, which is another simulator not also released by Excalibur. This is being released by UIG Entertainment. Well, it's it's been released by UIG. And Agricultural Simulator is a historical farming game. So it's older farming, so between the 1950s and the 1970s, not the 1820s or something like that, with Charlotte once. But you get to choose where you cultivate your land, so you can be in the highlands, valleys, woods,
Alps of Somerset.
You can be in Tuscany, so it kind of, you've got a big range, and you've got all these kind of really cool, nice looking old farming machinery that you can use. And yeah, that's kind of it.
Sounds fantastic.
I imagine it could look quite nice. I'm sure they've put loads of effort into the vehicles, because it'd be a bit sillier than not to.
Aye, it would be silly if they made the game rubbish. Very silly. Are you the gatekeeper? So yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this week then.
Yeah,
next week, we're not really sure what's going to happen. We're going to have an episode, but obviously, surely next week the news is going to be really thin.
No, not essentially, because some companies will be announcing games prior to E3, so that people know they'll be there, or so that people know to expect them and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm sure we'll have one. It might be a little slim. There will of course be games coming out though. We'll of course have Name That Game and a few little bits of news just before E3.
Yeah, then the week after that we're going to have like an episode on probably almost every day.
Yep.
Because obviously we'll be covering all the E3 stuff. Hopefully we won't have any technical difficulties that prevents the recording of the episode. What a shame if we did, then we'll have to do any work.
We'll finish at 298, won't we? Well, actually no, we'll go at 299.
It depends, because last year we did one for Microsoft, Sony and Nintendo.
That's
the plan was to do Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo random jib jab, but because you couldn't do it or something was wrong with you.
I was ill thanks to the plane.
Yeah, it's the plane's fault.
It circulated the germs. Well, a few days after landing I got really ill. And then I had the fun of being ill on the plane, and that was horrible.
Yeah, planes are horrible.
Throwing up on a plane's even
worse.
Use
a boat, bruv.
So, yeah, because, of course, the press conferences for, well, just before E3 happens are on the Monday, and Nintendo's on the Tuesday. So if we're doing them in the mornings, of course, that would mean...
Do whatever time you want. I can get up any time.
Okay. Well, we'll do either similar to last year and have one per publisher. So, well, not publisher, publisher slash developer, platform holder. Because there's, because we did Microsoft, Sony, we didn't do Nintendo last year. Or did we?
We merged them with Sony, I think.
Okay. There's, of course, EA and Ubisoft. Then there's also the general show as well, so.
Yeah, man. Anyway, we'll catch everyone next week.
Yep.
Feedback can, of course, go to feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave comments on the YouTube episode on YouTube, funnily enough. You can also leave comments on our website, gamercast.net. You can also like us on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter. Fun.